passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football, Heather.
We've been busy when we talked to Heather Dinich. We talked about the big ruling yesterday in Dartmouth, as well as the denial of the TRO in Tennessee. And we also remembered Toby Keith with a close friend and business associate out in Oklahoma City. We are taking your phone calls the final hour, and we'll continue chatting with Dick, who is up next in Florida. Hello, Dick.
Hey, Paul. I'm a longtime listener, and this is my first call.
Thank you very much.
I'm a Georgia Bulldog. I was there at Georgia when they hired Vince Dooley, and I was president of the Georgia Bulldog Club of Central Florida in 1980 when we won the national championship. My question is, do you think our dogs are going to be able to do it again next year?
I certainly think they're in a good position. I think the 12-team playoff will be a little more unpredictable, but I expect them to be in it, and I expect them to easily be the favorite in the SEC. And I think one of the challenges last year was, you know, Kirby was able to repeat, but that second time around, the weight on you just becomes overwhelming and suffocating. And I think Georgia will have, I wouldn't call it much of a chip because they'll be number one in the country, but the Kirby will find a way to have a chip on it on the dog's shoulder.
Oh, my other question is, you broadcast from Charlotte?
Correct.
Yeah, that's my hometown, and I used to live in the Dilworth area. I'm just curious.
Well, that is a great area. Yeah, we are. That's a beautiful area of town. Our studio is in Ballantyne, which I'm sure you know where that is. That probably used to be a small area. Now it's a metropolis.
Yeah, I understand that is now the area to live in Charlotte. But like I said, I wanted to just touch base with you and let you know I'm a Georgia Bulldog through and through, and I'm looking forward to the next year.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. Dick, you take care of yourself. Thank you very, very much. Johnny B. Good is up next.
Thank you. Dick, I'm glad you held on and asked that brilliant question that nobody's ever thought of in their life. But I'm worried about Handsome Joe. I have never, I've heard of people having a hiatal hernia, but I didn't even know there was hyenas in Red Bay. I can't imagine what a person would have to do to a hyena for it to do, to give him a hernia. That kind of concerns me. But, he gets around a lot. And then the other, it was nice to hear from Bud Light Larry. And, he loved Satan, loved him to death. And, Saban leaving. And then is it just pure coincidence that Larry's throat shrinks up? I heard that he had to, have his throat stretched and his rear end stretched too because, he was missing Saban so bad. But that was some pretty good stuff. And then Missouri getting that money today. I think that old Eli Drinkwitz, and he and John Ritter favor a lot. The guy from Three's Company.
Oh, yeah, I remember John. Sure.
Well,
he was the one that lived with two women.
On there. Suzanne Summers was on there.
Yeah, I remember Suzanne. Yeah,
after she got through, she started selling those Thigh Masters, and I thought, man, I got to have me one of them. So I ordered.
Yeah, I liked her a lot better until she started doing that.
Well, now wait a minute.
I ran into her one night in Hollywood. I won't tell you what happened, but.
Well, that's what the Thigh Master was a great thing, and I watched the video, and it never helped my legs at all, but it made my right arm the strongest you ever seen. That's the reason I was such a good center. I'm out of here. The bewitching hour has started.
And this, thank you. Appreciate your humor. Johnny B. will be hosting the Oscars here in a couple of weeks. Jake is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Jake.
Hey, Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I just want to let you know the name of that song, that Toby Keith song, was This Ain't My Truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to remind you of that.
Well, I appreciate
first
that.
First time I called, though, Yeah, I wanted to mention the first time I called, I was kind of passionate about my football team and how much I'm happy to have Mark Stoops as a coach. And I made a comment that, you know, I thought he would be a good candidate for the Saban job. And a funny tidbit to that was, you know, I've never watched your show on TV. I always just listen to you on my way home,
right,
usually on an AM channel.
Oh.
And because, you know, sometimes the XM expires, and I listen
sure.
to the AM channel. So up until about 2 years ago, well, maybe 3 years ago now, there were always other shows on ESPN radio on out of my local
right,
Lexington.
Right,
here.
Sure.
And one day I tuned in and you all came on. And since then, I've been, you know, I just love the show. So I look forward to my trip home every day and getting to listen to your show and hearing all the callers call in and whatnot. So my first call was about Stoops, and I thought he was a good candidate. And you politely informed me that he was a better candidate for maybe Oklahoma or Iowa or whatever. I would like to mention that as a basketball fan, I'm a Kentucky fan through and through. I'm not a what I would consider privileged fan where I get to go to all the games and got insight with people and whatnot, but I'm a big fan. So I heard a caller call in earlier and made the comment about how Cal skipped out on the conference or press conference, and I hadn't heard that, but I will say I wasn't totally surprised. When Cal first came here in 2012, first thing I did was went out and bought a new TV. And I thought, man, this is going to be entertaining. I've been following him off and on with UMass and Memphis and all the stuff he had done there. And Derrick Rose and all those teams were exciting. They were fun to watch. But I said then, I said, you know, this is great. It's going to be entertaining. But you're not going to win a lot of national championships with 18-year-old kids. You can't put a bunch of kids on the court in the middle of a rough arena and expect them to come from all over the world or all over the country and have the chemistry and the maturity that it takes to win in college basketball or any other sport, for that matter. I mean, look at the Fab Five. That's arguably the best recruiting class set of freshmen, you know, in history, maybe. And they almost pulled it off, but it was a young mistake that cost them that. So, anyway, that being said, here's what I do want to say. Coach Cal is arguably, besides Adolph Rupp, going to be the most famous coach in UK history, and we all know it. But UK is a small part of his legacy, and I would like to say this to UK fans. If you're really a basketball fan, the season's not over in March. Now, I know it's disappointing when you have a team like what we have this year, and I really think that this team's got a lot of potential. And the reason I'll say that is because they have the skill and talent to score. You can't coach that as well as defense. Defense is a lack of effort, and that can be coached. We can play defense. We just got to figure it out. Now, X's and O's, Cal's not your best coach. He's a top five.
Yeah, hey, Jake, I apologize for jumping in here, but we were really short on time. But I think ultimately, number one, I would argue that I don't think Cal will ever be as famous as Adolph Rupp unless they change the name of the building. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll take a short break, and we are back right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back on a busy Tuesday night. And how about Wednesday night? The commissioner joins us. First comments we have been able to hear from him since the big announcement about the Big Ten and the SEC Advisory Committee. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. I hope when the commissioner comes on, he makes references to Jake's call, because I sure am proud he was able to get through. I mean, that was a very informative call. You very bet. Well liked it. Okay. It was good to hear from Larry. I'm glad to hear that Larry's doing well, and I hate that he's going through his Sabanitis, but, you know, it just happens. We all knew the little fella was going to quit one day, and walk away and not say goodbye, kiss his butt or anything. He's just going to disappear like he did. And I know it's hard for guys like Larry and a lot of the Bammers, but you know what? Suck it up, buttercup. You'll be okay.
Ooh.
And Joe, of all the people in the world, did you think Joe was the guy that would be out there with his tie around his head singing karaoke after a few beers in the nightclub?
No, I wouldn't have had Joe on my bingo card.
No, I mean, have you ever sang karaoke, Paul?
I did it one time, but it was for a bit. It wasn't like real. It was.
I've never sang karaoke.
Yeah, I may do it tonight.
It doesn't seem natural. I'm not the guy that just, you know, even at home, I'm not the guy that's going to pick up an instrument and start singing a song or driving down the road.
You're
or
a professional
anything.
Musician. I mean, why would you do karaoke?
But. Something happens when I'm sitting there with three or four of my friends and they're all playing instruments.
Right.
I will sing. I'm not a singer, but I can spit the words out in a rhythm and I know the words and I'm comfortable doing it. But it just didn't come naturally to me. But you're talking about barbecue. I've eaten barbecue in about 33 different states, and I don't have a favorite. I don't have a number one guy or number one band or anything like that. I just know that they're all kind of tied, you know. But most people can cook meat, whether it be the ribs or the the butt or whatever. They can cook the meat. It's the sauces and the seasoning that changes things.
Okay.
And there's about four or five places around here I could mention, but I like something different every now and then. And all of these places are excellent. But I tell you, when it comes to ribs, I saw in your little scrolling thing down there at the bottom of the show, Dreamland is probably the best thing in Tuscaloosa, and maybe the Tuscaloosa Toyota people. But outside of that, I can't really think of a lot of things in Tuscaloosa to be any reason to go up there to see. But Dreamland is the stuff. You remember when they used to do the interviews and they talk about people going to Dreamland, and then all of a sudden the IRS got in the middle of that. But Dreamland's got something going on. They've opened some stores down here, and it didn't work out real well, but then they got the family involved. And I tell you, Dreamland's blowing up. And but what's your favorite barbecue? I mean, are you this Kansas City guy, this Memphis guy?
Arthur, I mean, good barbecue. In Kansas City. I have been to the Rendezvous in Memphis. I've been to Interstate. I've been to all those places and watch my friends
barbecue
eat barbecue.
Barbecue.
I don't get into the barbecue debate.
No, I mean, you know, when you go up and you tell them you want a sandwich and you want your meat pulled, I guess, you know, that's enough.
Well, they always get mad at me at the barbecue places when I say, can I get a kale smoothie?
And a cabbage sandwich.
They kind of make a sign to the bouncer, and he starts walking over. He's going to toss me.
You know, one thing I'm not, I believe I can say this with a straight face and in all honesty. One thing you're probably not going to get at a real good barbecue place is kale.
No.
Now, Paul, I hate it for the Bammers, and I know that September 28th is coming up.
I mean, I don't mean to interrupt an average call here, but, I mean, why do you have – it's been 4 weeks ago tomorrow that Coach Nick Saban shocked the world and broke all of our hearts by walking away. Why do you have to keep rubbing it in?
I'm not rubbing it in. I'm just reminding them that Judgment Day is coming. And it's September the 28th, and things flip up. The last of the good old days are approaching, and they're coming day by day. There's 60 seconds in a minute. There's 60 minutes an hour, 24 in a day. And they're going to creep up on you. And before we know it, it's going to be September the 28th, and they will be booing in the stadium.
I think those Alabama people are going to be okay. I mean, I know you're you know, you've got this Ouija doll or some karma pin. I don't know what you're doing, but
I don't have anything.
It didn't seem to help you guys when there was a 99.9 probability of Auburn beating Alabama, and then that Gravedigger play came and just shattered.
Well,
you.
I mean, you know,
you have not been the same
strain,
since, I man.
No, I've been the same. See, that stuff don't bother me like it does.
Oh no,
see,
no.
I can take it. But the Bammers can't, and
the Bammers won that game, I mean, in case you missed it.
Oh,
I stuck around to the end when the official raised his hand, signifying Bama beats Auburn again.
Yeah, I saw it, and I saw the push away on
just
the
like
the
just like the four overtime game.
Absolutely,
at Auburn
I saw
2 years
all that. you see, you're trying to raise a dander that can't be raised. I mean, I'm good with Auburn.
Well, because you know why I'm trying to raise a dander, I mean, because you're not really a Bama fan. You're a Bama
hater. No,
I'm not a Bama fan. You're not really an Auburn fan. You're not an Auburn fan. You're a Bama hater.
No, I've been to Auburn games.
You don't even care about Auburn.
Yes, I do.
You're just a passerby.
The only time you mention Auburn is in situations like this. Outside of that, you don't know anything going on at Auburn except something negative. And see, I'm just rolling with your topics. I'm staying on point. See, I talked about barbecue. I talked about Larry. I talked about Joe. I even included Jake and the commissioner in the same sentence. And we're talking about Auburn. I'm fine with Auburn. But I just know this, come September 28th, the world would change as we know it. Just kind of like that old science fiction, the day the earth stood still. And it's going to be, I'm trying to prepare everybody. You know, we've got all these people out there building storm shelters and hoarding water and beanie weenies and Spam and all. I'm just trying to tell them you might want to store some more because the dark days are coming.
You're saying it's going to be like Y2K all over again.
It's going to be worse than the potato famine in Europe.
Yeah, my wife's grandmother had like 4,000 cans of soup in her cupboard.
Yeah,
for Y2K.
And you know,
anything happen?
It's funny how the
did we even have an internet glitch that night?
No, none whatsoever. But come September the 28th, there's going to be one hell of a glitch.
You mentioned that a few times.
Yeah, September 28th, 2024.
We heard it the first 14 times
and
you mentioned
it. You know what,
it.
Paul? That glitch is going to be so bad, it's going to be like California burning, the mudslides, the earth, the San Andreas Fault, and everything, and a tsunami all at once coming down on them. And I just want them to be prepared. I want them to be okay. I want them to be safe. And you know, we're there together gather our arms around them and welcome them, you know, and be humble to them, because we know the stress levels will be through the roof. They'll be in New Orleans in the bars. They'll be jumping on drunk fans, be jumping on other people in the stadium. They'll be booing their fans. You won't be able to go to the nightclubs. I mean, it's going to be pure carnage. And we're just trying to address it early so we can get a hold on this and try to salvage as many of them as we possibly can, you know, to the end of the season. And when they don't make 12-team playoff, good sakes alive. I mean, we talk about real trouble. It's going to be really, really, really bad. Paul is always Ward Dan Legal. Have a good afternoon.
Tracy is in North Carolina. Hello, Tracy.
God, that was a horrible call.
Oh, my God. I mean, in the pantheon of I-Man's worst 5,000 calls, that's right there at the top.
He took up all my time, and we're about out of time. Hey,
yeah.
I'm back, Paul. I had to go to a fire chief's conference right up the road from me in Concord the last few days, so I haven't been able to generate many calls, but I have been catching up. And I want to give kudos and a shout out to Tanner. I think he's from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
He absolutely took apart and buried AJ.
AJ, yeah.
And that was, I
that
caught
was great.
Up to that.
That was a great call.
Watch it. Also, haven't heard from Jim today. He definitely is the
most
compelling
caller. Jim got a little bit upset with, who was it, Squirrel or, I mean, Jim, I saw some internet post of Jim's that was just, Squirrel posted, I know I sound like a gossip here, but Squirrel posted a picture of Jim on the internet, which looked like the Jim I remember, and it created a couple of meltdowns and accusations.
Well,
and all
yesterday,
that.
I mean, man, poor Jim, everybody was all over it yesterday. That was, I caught up, I've watched the recorded of it. But that was not right. I mean, Jim's he's definitely the most compelling caller, my favorite caller. Hank, I know I got to go. I know you got to go. One quick question. As a huge SEC fan and, as you know, a Vols fan, I watched during the Tennessee-Kentucky basketball game the other night, Iowa playing Maryland. Did you see Caitlin Clark?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's the biggest star in basketball right now. Doesn't matter what – I mean, she is it. We'll take a short break.
She is unbelievable.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So the show, if you want to give us a ring, you can do so now, 855-252-7285. Reminder, the commissioner joins us tomorrow night. Let's grab some calls. And Ben in West Tennessee is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
How you doing?
We are doing great. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Listen, Paul, I'm calling to let y'all know. I was reading American Legion magazine just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
And Joe Louis, the boxer, served in World War II and was in Europe in combat. And
well,
I didn't know that.
That is amazing. And if I remember correctly, I mean, this was at the, I mean, he fought Max Schmeling before the war. So this would have been at the peak of his career.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a lot of...
Ted Williams was a fighter pilot, I think.
Yeah, and he actually was recalled after when Korea broke out.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
In Korea.
You're 100% correct about that. I do remember that. I mean, I don't remember it happened, but I do remember it.
Yeah, okay. I want to talk to you about the guy that called in about being a racist and all that a few years back and him and that mess about him and his brother-in-law and all that.
Yeah.
After listening to that phone call as many times as y'all have played it, I think it was BS. Because Marines don't refer to themselves as soldiers.
Right.
He did that two or three times in his phone call, and anybody that wanted to kill somebody in Vietnam, if they were in a combat outfit, the only reason you didn't kill them is because you're too stupid to use the weapons you had available to you.
Hey, by the way, Ben, I've had somebody else, for those who don't know what we're talking about, this call came in 2008. It's one of the most replayed calls in the history of the show. A guy named Jay from Huntsville called in. He told this great story. And I probably have had 10 to 15 Hollywood producers call me over the years once they hear that, wanting to get in contact with this guy. Nobody has ever been able to find him, nor has he ever called in and said, hey, by the way, that was me. So I hate to spoil... one of our most famous calls, but you may be making a lot of sense here.
Well, I mean, I was in Vietnam in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And like I said, if you wanted to kill somebody, you had all kind of stuff at your disposal to get rid of him.
Right.
And the only reason you didn't was because you were just too friggin' dumb to pick something up and dispose of him.
Ben, what years were you over there?
I was over there. I got there in January the 2nd of 67.
Not a good
and
time.
And I was wounded on June the 10th of 67.
That was a tough time over there.
It got worse in 68 there for a while.
Okay.
With the Tet Offensive of 68.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, but anyway, I just want to let you know that guy was full of BS.
Ben, I don't know because I've never. The fact that this call. So the backstory on this is he called on Martin Luther King Day. It got a lot of attention. In fact, we ended up getting honored by Columbia University. It got a lot of coverage. You would think the guy at some point would have called and said, hey, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that that was me. I don't want any publicity, or I do want publicity. And by the way, the guy could have made a lot of money, assuming the story was true. Because from major publications to book publishers to Hollywood producers, there was an endless stream of people. And I told the story in New York at Columbia University and played the tape. And just from that one room alone, which had every major publication in the country there, I mean, it created a cottage industry. You would have thought the guy would have said, by the way, that was me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Main thing is the terminology he used about things was...
So for those of us who never served in the Marines, what would you call a fellow Marine?
A Marine.
A Marine. You would not ever use the word soldier. Soldier sounds like the Army, doesn't it?
That's it. Soldiers are in the Army.
Yeah.
And when you finish boot camp, you're a Marine.
And you're always a Marine, right?
Yeah, I'm always a Marine.
Yeah.
But,
I once referred to Vince Dewey. I interviewed him. I said, he's a former Marine. He said, hold on a second. He said, I'm always a Marine. I'm not a former Marine.
Yeah, once a Marine, always a Marine.
Semper Fi. Well, thank you very much for clearing that up, and thanks for ruining the best story the show's ever had. Hey, thanks, man. Okay, next year on Martin Luther King Day, we play that call, not the one that we always play. That's what comes under the story of don't screw up a good story. I mean, we always used to joke about this at the newspaper. Don't ever let the facts get in the way of a good story. What do you think? You've heard that call. You think it's real?
Sounds real to me.
I mean, he may have just inadvertently said the word soldier. I mean, I felt like he used the word soldier as a proper name, like from one soldier. But I guess he could have used the word Marine. Maybe he was trying to protect the guys. And I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Do you?
Maybe he didn't want to throw the Marines
out of the boat. Yeah, maybe he was trying to protect his unit. That's it. That's my new story.
That's what we're running
with. We don't care whether you agree or not. That's our new story, and we're sticking to it. Carol is up next in Houston. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Paul. Tried to call yesterday, waited for 30 minutes, and then the call dropped. Apologize.
I'm glad you got in.
I've been trying to call you for months. So many things on my mind, but I'm going to start with Nick Saban. I'm an Aggie. I'm not a Bama fan, but my God, anybody that doesn't respect what that man did for the game, not to mention for Alabama, doesn't know what they're talking about. And let him go in peace and enjoy his life. He so damn well deserves it. It cracks me up listening to callers bitch and complain all the time about something or another, and you know, between I'm in loving the sound of his own voice and whoever else has had a few too many beverages. The real main reason I wanted to call is to say how much I love college football, and I know that most of the people that call feel like I do, but I want to hear people talk about football because God knows where would we be without it. I'm already anxious for
I mean, you're right. And Carol, I've never really thought about that,
but if
they took that away from us, forget the fact that we wouldn't have the show, but I guess we would. We'd be in bad shape. I'd be looking for that soldier from Vietnam.
Yeah. Well, I have one more thing to tell you, and it was about yesterday's call. I do know why it's called chicken fried steak, and I can tell you how to make it.
Okay,
you
I'm all ears.
The chicken.
Literally.
Okay, it's called it's called chicken fried because you treat it just like you fry chicken. After you pound the tenderloin, and tenderloin makes the best chicken fried steak, you dredge it in an egg batter.
Okay.
And then you salt and pepper and garlic it. Then you dip it in milk and take it out of the milk and put flour on both sides. Pat the flour in on both sides. And you drop it into pretty hot grease so that it gets crisp fast. And then you just leave it there until it's cooked. But it's the same way that you fry chicken. So that's why it's called chicken fried steak. And your caller was absolutely right. You have to have mashed potatoes and gravy and fried okra with it. But I wanted to tell you, you've got to finish it off with a nice piece of buttermilk pie.
Ooh.
Love the show.
Now, hold on.
Buttermilk
pie. What in the world? I don't think I've ever had that. What is that?
Oh, it's very similar to chess pie.
Oh, okay.
It's
I do know what that is.
It's an old Southern kind of pie. Yes. So, so good. Some of your callers make me crazy, but I've always enjoyed your ability to swing things back into the right direction and make everything all right with the world. Let's just all hold our breath and hope that fall football comes around soon.
Well, it will be here soon. Carol, thank you very much. You made me hungry for chicken fried steak, and I didn't think I'd ever say that. I want Carol's chicken fried steak. Steve in Lexington, you're on the air. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple questions. The first one is my favorite barbecue is Hudson's out in Lexington. They've been there a long time, won a lot of awards. Not sure how it ranks to some places in Texas and North Carolina. But anyway, it's Hudson's in South Carolina. But my first question is, South Carolina tonight's ranked 15th. They're playing Ole Miss. Do you think they have the depth and what it takes to make the Sweet 16?
I do. I mean, I've seen them now on the road at two of the toughest places in the SEC, and they've survived. So, I mean, listen. You know basketball. There's a great deal of luck that goes into the tournament. Seeding is critical. Free throws and shooting are also adding to that. You can't have a cold night because you can be out very quickly. So those are all right. Factors. Experience matters, but I just think this team just doesn't seem to be fazed by anything.
Correct. And I think they're starting to peak. I mean, they did.
Yeah, they really
are.
Yeah, you do not want to go. You do not want to be doing what Kentucky is doing right now. And suddenly, and I realize they have a key player out, but you just don't want to be losing your momentum, especially defensively. Hey, thank you for the call. Really do appreciate it. We head to the break. A couple of minutes remaining here on a Tuesday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.